The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
If you're a creative, energetic decision maker that thrives on creating continuous challenges in your business, our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain will definitely interest you. Matt Best created the term EADD, which stands for Entrepreneurial Attention Deficit Disorder. Matt coaches people who are creative. They're entrepreneurial in nature. Where they struggle is in understanding the importance of short-term goals. They get caught up in the urgency of the short term. Joining us on the line right now to share more about EADD and how he helps his clients is Matthew Best. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, David. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. How did the term EADD originally come about?
That term really, when it comes down to it, was I looked at myself in the mirror and I had to put a label to what was going on in my life. That's really the simple answer. To give you a sense of what I mean by that, I'm the type of person who I thrive on a challenge. I'm very driven. Just ask my wife. I'm somebody who, you know, again, thriving on a challenge, it's such a positive thing in most cases. It's what most normal people think about. Wow, thriving on a challenge is a great thing. But it really can also be come to your detriment, because now even simple things become a challenge. To give you an idea of the things that I thrive on a challenge, I'm a marathon runner. I've done 5 marathons and doing my 6th one this fall in October up in Hartford, Connecticut. You know, most people don't run a marathon, let alone multiple marathons. The second thing, I have a background in politics, and my background in politics at where it's led me to is occasionally I still stay involved in politics and provide some strategy and messaging for candidates, but I only work with challengers to incumbents. And anybody who knows anything about politics knows that incumbents win 98% of the time. So I'm working with these people who are not supposed to win. They're not expected to win. And yet I've been able to help the folks that I've worked with win about half the time. And then lastly, you know, coming back to my business of coaching, I started my business almost 4 years ago, and when I started it, my wife was pregnant with our second child, and so she wasn't going to be working in a few months. And I started off with 0 clients. And so here it is, you know, EADD, I just looked in the mirror, and I said, oh my gosh, this is what I have. I don't have ADD, because I'm not just scattered in everything that I do and easily distracted in everything, but from a professional sense, with my entrepreneurial endeavors, I've been all over the place. You know, I remember one time before I started my coaching business, what really got me into it was I was actually working a temporary job after the last job I had, which was working for the state government. And that job was eliminated. I was working this temporary job and doing something I had no experience in, dealing with property taxes and, you know, numbers. It's all sorts of crazy stuff. And I created this list. I had some free time. I created this list, moved all the margins of this Word document out. It was 8 pages long, all the things that I wanted to do. And at that point, I just looked at that and I said, this is insanity. And that's when I ended up finding a resource to help me figure it out. And I knew that, gee, I could do this with other people and help them out as well. So that's really kind of the history behind EADD and also how I got into coaching as well.
Thanks. If I had to ask you, what are some of the characteristics or personality characteristics that people that eventually work with you have, how would you answer it?
That's an excellent question. The type of folks that work with me, again, the key ones are they thrive on a challenge. They're very driven. They're very entrepreneurial. These are people who, I guess you could say that I'm in central Pennsylvania, and Harrisburg is the capital of Pennsylvania. I'm near there. When you walk into the Harrisburg Chamber of Commerce and you go to their boardroom, they have a sign up. I love this sign. It says, do stuff. That is like the theme of what EADD is all about. People who are going to do stuff, they may not know exactly what it is, but it's kind of like throwing spaghetti against the wall and something's going to stick. And so I'm not really clear about what it is I got to do, but I know I got to do something. Huh. It's just that compelling, compelling nature. You got to go and do stuff, because sitting around is not gonna solve anything. These are people who are either have primarily a dominant personality or a primarily dominant influencing personality. A lot of times there are people who you're going to go to when you want to get things done, when you want decisions to be made, when you want to try and influence people, sales, the type of positions these people are in is they're owners of businesses, they're in a management position, they're in some kind of decision-making position. They don't necessarily have to own a business. A lot of them do, but, they have skin in the game in their business. And so they have a reason to succeed, and that's why they keep going.
Matt, when people finally do decide to come and work with you, how do they describe the state that they find themselves in?
The first answer that I would give you to that is they feel overwhelmed. These are people who, they just generate ideas, and these ideas just continue to come at them. It's kind of like looking at your desk. You see something, and it just generates five ideas. And just imagine walking through your day and getting all these ideas just from things that you see. And it's like, oh, well, that's a great idea. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And all of a sudden, you've got this list of all these ideas, and they're all great ideas. And the problem, again, going back to EADD, it's not understanding, well, what is it that I really need to be satisfied with accomplishing right now? How can I say, okay, well, that's a great idea, but it's not in alignment with what I'm trying to accomplish? Taking time away to actually figure that out. These people don't have time to do that generally. Time management is another issue that these people have a lot of issues with because, one of my clients, perfect example, works 80 hours a week. Well, if you're working 80 hours a week, how do you have time to sit back for a few minutes without falling asleep and say, okay, well, all right, what's my long-term and short-term direction, and what do I need to do, and what do I need to accomplish first, this, that, the other thing? It's constantly... You're firefighting. That's all you're doing. You're in the emergency room because you're so driven. You got to do stuff. You got to keep doing stuff. And so it's tiring. You exhaust yourself. Those are some of the key phrases that these people, that I guess the biggest one that they finally end up, that I confront them with, is I tell them, I say, you have a choice here. There's a weight. Imagine blind justice, the weight with, the scale there. And one side is change and the other is status quo. And I tell them, I said, the pain and pleasure principle, one of these is more painful than the other. And if change is more painful, meaning that, it's bad, but I'm not ready to do something about it, then I can't help you. But if status quo is more painful, then that means they're ready to do something about it. And that's when they're ready to work with me, they're ready to do something about their current state. They got to do something about it. That, one guy that I'm working with, he said, this is not acceptable anymore. I have to change. And that's really the key, is it's become too painful to keep doing what they're doing, and they're ready to do something different about it.
Yeah, they've crossed the threshold.
That's really when they're calling me about it. That's the state that they're in.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. Matt Best is our guest. www.somedayisland.com is the website. He's a specialist in helping entrepreneurs focus on longer-term thinking. He's created a system called EADD, which stands for Entrepreneurial Attention Deficit Disorder. When you start with a new client, Matt, where do you begin?
Well, that's an excellent question. Where do we begin? Really, we begin the very beginning, the first time that I'm talking with them, whether I'm sitting down face-to-face or on the phone or by video conference. It's really getting an understanding of what is it that they want to accomplish. Really, I can help them figure out the clarity. I don't tell them what to do. I don't tell them how to get there or anything like that. They're coming to me because they've got this long-term idea. They don't know how to get there. And so it's really helping them figure out, okay, let's be clear about what it is that we want to really accomplish. I mean, really clear. Again, these people thrive on a challenge, so getting them to get to a point where they're allowing things to be simple is a huge first step. And really, there's lots of different ways to do that. But these are people who all the arrows point to them, all the decisions point to them.
Yeah.
And so getting them to make one small change, I'm all about small changes. And these are people who are already very motivated individuals, so it's not about the motivation. it's really kind of the reverse of what a lot of other people go through. They've already got the motivation, so it's kind of the opposite of trying to motivate somebody else to getting them to say, okay, what's just one small little change? Because I can focus on one small thing.
Mm.
You know, some folks that I do the EADD coaching with, it comes down to the sense of accountability. You know, it's asking them, what's one thing that you're willing to commit to today? Just one thing. Maybe it's something you can accomplish in the next 5 minutes. And it's amazing because now what happens is these people commit to one thing. They go back to the chaos of their day. And at the end of the day, they can say, wow, today was a successful day because I took one step forward towards this goal. You know, that's a huge thing. And then tomorrow we take one more step.
You know, what's incredible about this, I didn't mean to step in you. What's incredible is that, you know, you've got people that are, they need to accomplish, they need to do, and they may be big picture thinkers. And here you are forcing them to accomplish a micro goal and they're maybe in their own world. What an interesting paradox.
Yeah, it's just absolutely fascinating. And again, I just go back to, I looked at myself in the mirror, and the big stuff, not a problem, never a problem. You know, again, running marathons, working with challengers to incumbents.
Yeah.
These are big, big things that I have no problem with the motivation to do any of this stuff. My problem, my challenge has always been in the small stuff, because where's the challenge in doing something simple that can be accomplished in the next 5 minutes? Where's the challenge in answering just 10 emails? Where's the challenge in just reaching out to 3 people to talk about something?
Mm.
It's not even a sale. It's just to reach out. I have no control over whether I even talk to them or not.
Yeah.
There's no challenge in that. So this is where that challenge is such a positive for those big things, but it's such a hindrance and an obstacle for the very smallest things because, gee, if it's not a challenge, then, you know, it's not fulfilling my purpose. It's not bringing me to this bigger thing. Well, it's really changing. I call it flipping the funnel because
yeah.
The funnel is, again, go back to the idea of, you know, you see something generates 10 ideas. Well, flip the funnel is the idea of you got these 10 ideas. Now acknowledge each one as a great idea, but say, does this help me fulfill what I'm really trying to accomplish? And so now all of a sudden I can start putting things off to the side. I've acknowledged them. So the biggest fear that people with EADD have is losing an opportunity. And so now if I can say, well, that's a great idea, but it's not really what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Now it's not a lost opportunity. It's saying, okay, that was a great idea, but it's not what I should be doing. So let's get focused on what I should be doing, accomplishing a lot of these small-term, simple things, allowing myself to be small and simple, and allowing these things to happen. I don't need to try and drive everything. You know, it's let's figure out where it's appropriate and where it's not appropriate. That's really what it comes down to.
I really think this issue is fundamental to many entrepreneurs and how they think, and staying with one project, one idea, one arc is often a challenge. Gerber calls it the entrepreneurial seizure. I think you're describing a condition where we have no ability to filter and distinguish the difference between good ideas and whether they're actually the right idea for the individual right now. I wanted to cover some of the products and services you're offering at SomedayIsland.com and within the framework of your coaching model. Tell us how we might approach you if we feel like we're in need of this kind of help.
Okay, great. Of course, I'm always available by phone or by email. My phone number is 717-557-5001. Costs nothing to pick up the phone and ask me some questions. And being a coach, I'm going to ask you some questions because I want to make sure that whatever you're going to do, it makes the most sense for you and you're going to get the most value out of it. My email address is matt@somedayisland.com. Just to check some things out, too, I'd say that's probably the best thing to do is I have a blog. I participate in a few blogs, but the one that's specific to EADD is eaddblog.com. You can also sign up for my newsletter. It comes out once a week, Monday mornings. It goes out, and it covers a variety of different things. that's the best way to really get a feel of some of the topics that, that I cover. That's a free e-newsletter. Really, you know, go onto the website. You can sign up right there off the website, or you can send me an email. Let me know that you want to sign up for it. Either way.
Okay.
As far as some of the other things that I'm offering, there's a book that I contributed to with Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, and Stephen Covey called Speaking of Success. You can get that off my website. You can also get it off of bluebooks.com. It's on both of those sites. And then, you know, as far as coaching goes, I do a lot of one-on-one coaching, and really it's, again, it goes to, is that the right approach or not? It's not right for everybody, and some people it is, and it just kind of depends. It would have to be a discussion. But I also have something called the EADD coaching program. There's going to be a website up very soon called ihaveeadd.com. Not up yet, but it will be up soon. And the coaching program, really simple. It's a monthly membership program. People receive a book, kind of like this coming up month. I have the 1 Minute Entrepreneur. It's a short book. People can take it and start applying to things. We do a couple of teleseminars each month. I do a monthly podcast. We do a daily accountability mail, which I'm asking people essentially, what is that short-term goal? What's your motivation? And what's one thing that you're willing to accomplish today? And very specifically, what it is. And then lastly, there's an online community group, kind of like Facebook, but without all the bells and whistles, so that there's other people, you almost say an EADD support group.
That's cool. You're doing a social networking thing. Yep.
Right. And so there's a few different ways. You know, the best way, like I said, is check out some of the free stuff. It costs you nothing but some of your time. Get on the newsletter. Learn a little bit about it, and always feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to point you in the right direction and help you figure out, do you have EADD or not? If not, you know, I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste my time, but I want people who are really interested in this topic to get the most help, the most value that they can, and put them in the right space, help them figure out what's the best way to utilize this to my advantage.
Fascinating work, and I don't know of anyone else that's doing, I haven't encountered anyone that's doing work exactly focused on this phenomenon that entrepreneurs suffer from, I'll say. Matt Best, it's www.somedayisland.com, or at 717-557-5001. Matt, we'll do it again. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.